This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here on the campus of Stanford in Palo Alto, California. And we're here on the occasion of the inauguration of the Stanford Center for Computational Earth and Environmental Science. It's a mouthful, but it's a very significant center. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. We're going to talk about that with a pretty fascinating person with an interesting job. It's not a title that you think about when you think about large computing firms, but I'm here with Dave Douglas, who is the Vice President of Eco-Responsibility at Sun Microsystems. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Great to be here.
You were at Sun before, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, the role is really about, you know, anything related to energy and the environment, and it spans from everything from our products and how do we build more energy efficient products, help our customers out with their data center energy issues that are growing, as well as how do we operate our own business? Are we a good member of society? Are we taking back our products and recycling them appropriately? Are we helping our employees find more energy efficient ways to get to the office when they need to, and so on and so forth? So it's a very holistic approach to it, and it's really driven, you know, top down by our CEO, Jonathan Schwartz.
Now, what was important about having you in that position? I mean, I know that they brought you back to the company, and really she recruited you back for this role. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about sort of what kinds of things you're going to bring to this, and what abilities and experience you bring to the role.
Yeah, so, I've, through my career, touched just about every part of the computer business, and all the way from very small servers down even RFID chips up through some of the largest supercomputers I've worked on at various points. So I've really seen all parts of the business. I think in my time at Sun, I also, you know, proved to be effective at working issues across the company. And I think Jonathan and Greg Papadopoulos, our CTO, were really looking to put somebody into place that could drive initiatives across the company, start to make this something that is really a deep lifestyle issue for the company. And I think my past experience with both the technology as well as the organizational part of the company kind of brought them and made me a candidate they were interested in.
Now, what kind of issues would a large company like Sun Microsystems have? I mean, sure, there's employees biking to work. I can think of that as a real sort of basic one. But what other kinds of strategies do you bring in? And it seems like you have to build an overall concept throughout the company and to change people's minds about how things work in a socially, well, in an ecologically responsible way.
That's correct. It is a lifestyle thing that you really have to make to be a deep thing. The good news is we've got lots of good things going on at various points. A lot of the issues today for a company like Sun stem around data centers and the power that computers use in order to do what they do. A large data center today would typically use 80 barrels of oil a day of energy equivalent. And if you take that and look at the issues from both the cost side as well as the environmental impact of the CO2 needed to generate that, that starts to be a potentially large issue. It's especially magnified if you look at Wall Street, where space is a premium and computation is a core part of the business there. So we're really looking to how do we address those issues for our customers through our products and services, as well as, you know, we compute a lot just to create the products we do. So how do we help out on our side and live the lifestyle ourselves and do best practices of our own data centers and figure out how to use the technologies ourselves?
Well, it kind of seems like that should be a cabinet level position in the country.
I would think it may be soon. You never know.
Now let's talk about how this is working with the Stanford campus. Now today is the date of the inauguration of the CEES Center, and I'll say it one more time: the Stanford Center for Computational Earth and Environmental Science. Now, what is important and about Sun's involvement with it? Because it's a fairly strategic move, and it's one I think that's going to make people sort of look up and take notice. Here's this large company doing something that's very interesting and different.
We really believe that innovation is at the heart of how we get forward to a sustainable point. You know, we're operating a certain way in this country today, and we could get to a sustainable point by kind of going backwards in time and living the way we did maybe 200 years ago, or we could innovate forward to a sustainable point where we can maintain some of the things we appreciate about our lifestyle today, but we can do it in a way that is sensitive to the environment. So a research facility like this shows how we can bring some of the Sun assets of computational capability and what we know from a computer science point of view, what the campus has a wealth of knowledge here, with some of the earth sciences to go tackle hard problems about climate change and oceans and urban growth and how cities evolve and so forth that the center is going to tackle here.
So when engineers and other computer science students would come to the center, what kind of things should they expect? And what kind of goals do you think that they should have in mind as they approach a center like this?
The nice thing about a center like this is that so many of the problems that are there to tackle all lead to issues that can have both economic advantage for a company or the country or the university or the individuals involved, as well as good environmental, society as a whole can benefit from them. And that's what we find so often in these environmental problems, is that they have both economic advantages as well as environmental. So I think you're going to find that this facility brings two very interesting sets of disciplines together, which will open up solutions in ways that we haven't seen before and really go after some problems that have big benefits on just about every way you look at them.
What would your hope be to see the center in 5 years? Where would you like to see it?
In 5 years, I think personally I'd love to see some of the ideas and concepts here starting to be proven out into turned into practice and have affected some change in how things are going on, and that the research agenda is built on those successes and is looking for the next set of hard problems to go tackle. I think the way that we live a globally sustainable way of life, as we bring more countries up to a higher level of standard of living and so forth, is a major challenge to face, and especially how to do it in a responsible way. And I think things like this, again, are ways of how we innovate forward to those new, better places.
And bringing it back to Sun Microsystems, what would you hope that the company would be doing in that many years as well, as far as looking at the idea of eco-responsibility?
Today we're really focused on improving the energy for the products we do, as well as how we do operationally. I think we're on the verge of some real breakthroughs. And I think the phrase carbon neutral gets tossed around, which means that you're not generating a net CO2 into the environment based on your operations. And I'd love, in 5 years, maybe it's not 5 years, a little beyond that, but at some point that we're getting to the point that we can enable very large computations to take place, but in a carbon neutral fashion, so that we're not adding to the carbon problems, and that we're using green energies and so forth, and able to do good on just about every way as we attack these problems. We've got a long history with Stanford in the company. We've got some of the key founders of the company. Scott McNeely, who's going to talk today, is a Stanford grad. Andy Bechtolsheim, who's our chief system designer, is from here. And Sun originally stood for Stanford University Network. So we've got a long history between the two organizations. I think this is just another great example of good things that we've been able to do together.
It's a nice synergy to see it all coming full circle.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Is there a website that one can go to check out some of that information?
So the website for the new center is CEES.stanford.edu, and there's lots of information about what they'll be doing there.
Well, today I've been speaking with Dave Douglas, who is the new Vice President for Eco-Responsibility at Sun Microsystems, here on the occasion of the inauguration of the Stanford Center for Computational Earth and Environmental Sciences within the School of Earth Sciences itself. And good luck, Dave, and we wish you a lot of success.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.